Welcome back to your Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. On this episode, we answer the age-old question, are you a Mac or a PC? Well, not you. We answer it for us, for me and Bob, and Patty, who's also on this episode. And we barely fight about which is the right answer. Because who wants to fight? Who wants to argue over something so trivial? Who doesn't know at this point that PC is the correct answer? Enjoy!
So, enough about me. You said you go into people's homes as well, Nick, and you see that, and they tell stories. So,
but
right.
They don't, people don't know that he's going in the
yeah,
homes.
Yeah, they don't know that I'm doing
stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, he just...
I just make up. I have to... See, what I like about your way is you hear the stories from them. I have to make up the stories.
It's a good...
I'm like, oh, why do they have this teapot? Well, you had a family member who went to Japan and brought back a traditional Japanese teapot. But they don't use it that often. Why don't they use it that often? Well, they don't really like tea. So they're like, why did he bring this back? Like, we have to display it. So they're kind of resentful towards him.
Are you catching so the Kaiser Sose that
I
is
have
pulling
to
on
make
your
up.
I do. And
have
also
to make up
deflecting.
Story. How do I deflect?
That was almost a diagnosis. Wow, you're valuable in this book. I joke that Patty is the most valuable human being I know. And I know that she doesn't want to keep talking about herself. But the truth is, any problems, challenges that I have in my life, from insurance to how to get things to grow in the yard, this one brings it. And it's a big and beautiful thing.
It's a really interesting spectrum, too. Like, on one end, insurance. On the other end, gardening.
It seems like the opposite, right? One kills the soul and one feeds the soul.
Yeah, I guess so.
So that's I have issues with insurance, and Patty knows it. And we agree on so many things, but we might disagree a little bit on insurance, and we definitely disagree on computer platforms, because this one's all Apple Mac, and we're PC.
And you and I.
Yeah. I mean, I have an Apple phone. And an Apple Watch.
What kind of phone do you use?
Android.
Yeah, guess what? You're not going to catch them that way, pal.
Yeah.
I just
nice
check,
try.
And sometimes because people will, they do, they break down.
Yeah, they
and
can
the
be
phone.
Hybrids.
Slippery slope, you know.
So
what
you're
it is?
A hybrid. I definitely
gateway drugs.
Well, and I think you get so. I'm trying to come around to the thinking that yes, for some people Macs are easy to use. Same thing with iPhones.
Yeah, for some people.
But once you get used to the other one, like a PC and an Android, it's very hard for me when I'm trying to help somebody else out. On their iPhone or with their Mac computer, try to do the easy, quick three things that I do, the keyboard shortcut and so on, to try to figure out what's wrong.
Yeah.
And I want to throw it through a window.
So I will say I do for work, I think my computer's a Dell and this other.
Your computer sings beautiful songs?
It's just lovely.
It took me a second to figure out what you're saying.
I got it right away. A Dell PC. But you would also hate, because you know what? And people, I drive people in at work. I do not use a mouse ever.
That's insane.
It drives them nuts a little bit too. But the reason being, in work, I pick up my laptop and I go. All over the place.
Yeah.
And I say.
You're right. The mouse, I don't know how you would be able to carry it. Like, it's so heavy. It's attached. It's chained like the old pens at the banks.
You know what?
It's chained to the desk.
If I could Velcro it to the computer itself, and maybe that's what I need to do. Because I said, I will lose this mouse. They even put my name on it for me. So I would try it. Try it, Patty. Look, it's got your name. I just said, I lose pens. I pick up and draw pens.
Yep.
People protect their pens from me. Some of them. That's my favorite pen, Patty. Don't touch that one. Because they know. So that's what happened. I will take, if I used a mouse regularly, I would steal any mouse that was in my vicinity and I would leave mine behind.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But you're right. You would sit there, you see me do this and you'd be like, I'm pulling my hair out for those of you who can't see, which is everybody.
Well, we can actually see.
That's not everybody minus Bob and Nick.
Yeah,
well,
we saw you.
Yeah.
We're here.
That's okay, so you don't, but you don't get, you don't like Mac people. Not that you don't like me or Mac people.
It's not the Mac people. It is the, and honestly, it was, you know, when that ad campaign came out, I'm a Mac, I'm a PC. It was, and working with a lot of creatives at the ad agencies. Mm. And,
they're Mac folks.
Oh, but to the obnoxious extent.
Yeah. Like they'll start just fist fight with you over.
Over little things. And what I've come to conclude is that I understand that they're easier for some people. Just like some people are really good at, you know, math, and some people aren't. And no, it's just like anything, right? And my frustration is when I'm trying to do something on there and it's kind of foreign to me, I just don't like it.
Yeah. Yeah. I get the same feeling. I know I can figure it out if I take the time and if I just ask a couple of questions, but it does feel somewhat counterintuitive. Although I think it's less counterintuitive to me to because I have an iPhone and I have an Apple Watch. And so I've got some of those conventions that I understand. But yeah, I think it's this, whatever works for you, whatever tool works for you. But let's make the tools talk to each other. Let's allow our tools to communicate. And we can in some cases. Like I create a PowerPoint presentation.
You know, you can text me because even though mine's an Android and yours is an iPhone, you can still...
Like the Tower of Babel is the thing, right?
Bob, you can text me anytime. Okay. Why you don't text me?
He just chooses not to.
I just
assume
different language. I think I used to do it come through in a different language or something. You're here as a guest. Don't destroy this podcast now in our relationship. I can't believe you just said that. Patty, she doesn't know how to make friends. Actually,
I think she's trying to horn her way in. She's trying to get rid of one of us. It could become your daily dose with Blank and Patty.
Well, I tell you the truth. She's never really expressed a desire to do a podcast with me. So I think we know where this is going.
Actually, I have. I thought we could do a relationship podcast.
Yeah, actually we could.
Because we have survived.
Wow.
And thrived.
We led with survived.
We'll
call it Eking By with Bob and Patty. Hey gang, it's Bob. I'm really glad that we had the chance to have my love on our podcast. She's someone who fascinates and delights me, and I'm happy you had a chance to hear her voice, her ideas, and her very good energy. She would probably make the perfect replacement for me if Nick were looking for a change. And I really couldn't argue with this choice since 4 decades ago, I picked Patty for life. Best choice ever. That's all for this episode. Come back tomorrow for another dose.